And now, James Gravel.
How much do you know about God's Word, the Bible? In two previous presentations, we noted that the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament, and that each testament is composed of individual books, making a total of 66 books in the Bible as a whole. We further noted that the Old Testament contains five major groups of books. In this lesson, we want to discuss the division of books found in the New Testament. Those 27 books are divided into four categories. The first group of books, composed of the four books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, is known as the account of the gospel. The word gospel means good news. These books are referred to as the gospel because they tell the good news about the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, who, as John 1 verse 29 describes him, is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The second group, composed only of the book of Acts, is known as the history section of the New Testament because the book of Acts records the actions of Christ's apostles, thereby preserving that information for posterity. The book of Acts tells about the beginning of the Church of Christ and the spread of Christianity around the world. The third group of books, composed of 21 different books, is known as the epistles, which is a synonym for personal letters. These books represent letters written by the apostles and other writers to churches or individuals and deal with such matters as doctrinal issues, principles for daily living, and the pattern for proper worship, etc. The fourth group, composed solely of the book of Revelation, is known as the prophecy section of the New Testament because it revealed to the first century Christians things that were going to be happening around them and to them in the future. While the Old Testament predicted the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, the New Testament documents His arrival, life, death, and resurrection. As we said in our previous lesson, the Bible is the story of one problem, sin, with one solution, Jesus Christ.